Compassion allows us to listen. This is the point when we have heard most of what others have to say and received most of what the group has to give. The time comes for us to assume leadership. I will not make a virtue of giving trust to everyone. Trust must be earned. I will be discerning in who I trust and who I don't trust. The wars our parents fought were raging between their ears. It need not be so for us. Personal relationships. Important because such investments put so much of our feelings, sense of self-worth, and serenity on the line. No matter how committed we are to making it work, if our partners don't have or won't do what it takes, you're out of luck. The quality of a relationship simply cannot be healthier than both parties involved. There are no born losers. We all deserve to win. Slowly, we learn that by turning over our lives to the care of God as we understand God, we are not alone nor left to the strength of ourselves. Then, as we encounter situations we cannot control, we will be able to trust that we will not be dashed to the ground. Chronic pining for experiences and circumstances that never were or no longer are is a sure way to sabotage progress. Why? Because this crippling habit is based on the idea that who we are and where we are now is unacceptable. Receiving is painful. It makes us feel vulnerable. We are strangers to the wisdom that receiving is the deepest form of giving. We can start thinking one forgiving thought a day. If we repeatedly fall into dependent relationships, this may be proof that we learn to give validity only in our relationships to other people. We, all of us, can learn to live above our circumstances if we're willing to alter our attitudes. A tenth step only takes a minute or two. We may have to move away from people, systems, and places that, however toxic, are still part of us. There are no two ways about it. Leave taking hurts. It's okay to hurt for a while. Today I'm grateful for life and breath and opportunity. Personal renewal is possible for me. My program promises it. Being and doing are not the same thing. Being is first and foremost.